high cortisol levels were measured in the saliva of male narcissists. So being a narcissist makes you a little more anxious.
Yeah.
Researchers found that small groups make some people stupider. Small groups make some people stupider. There's only two of us here, Graham. Human spiders. Oh, no. Human subjects who took a creativity test while sitting inside a 5-by-5-foot box performed worse than those who took the test outside the box. So, proof. Thinking outside the box is more effective. Happiness was found to be the second happiest word in the English language.
Okay. I guess that, Adam?
First happiest word?
What's the first happiest word?
Pink! I just made that up. I just made that up, but it was another good segue.
Man.
Yeah, sorry about that.
I like it.
Do you know that?
I think it's bubbly.
Sadness is only the 31st saddest word. Doesn't that make you sad?
Okay.
I know. A two-hearted man was reported to have survived a heart's attack. And that's about all we have time for. Thanks very much for tuning in, dear listener. We're passing over the airwaves right now. We love you very much. And here comes Thinkin' Pinkin'. Oh. This is what pink sounds like. I'm going to pass the airwaves over now. Peace and out. Do you want to slide something in there?
To CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver and online at CITR.ca. This is What Pink Sounds Like. In the next hour, join me, your host, Ashley Kissman, as we celebrate women in media and in music. Increasing feminist content on the airwaves, one song at a time.
Let's just make a change. Why can't we turn the page? Make a
thank you for those lovely segues to What Pink Sounds Like. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. My name is Ashley Kissman, and some of you might know from my blog post on whatpinksoundslike.com, this is kind of a sad day. It's my last What Pink Sounds Like show on CITR for now. It might be resurrected in the future, but for now, saying goodbye to focus on good old work. As you know, this lovely post is hosting shows right here on CITR is a volunteer commitment, and all the volunteers here at the station are amazing. But as you know, sometimes that's a huge commitment. But don't fret. I've got a great last show for you today. Still celebrating women in media and music. Lots of new stuff. If you're excited about Esperanza Spalding's new album, I've got that here for you. It's Radio Music Society. So stay tuned for that. But first, latest from Zola Jesus. This is off her album, Conatus. This is the track Avalanche. Don't go away. Welcome back. You're listening to What Pink Sounds Like right here on CITR. I'm your host, Ashley Kissman. What you just heard was the lovely Charlotte Gainsbourg off her new album, Stage Whisper, and that was the track White Telephone. And before that was Zola Jesus with the track Avalanche. I know Zola Jesus has been performing at South by Southwest, a huge music festival if you had a chance to get out there, or if it's just on your list of things to do in life. It sounds like a really fun time. Austin, Texas is supposed to be a really cool town as well. Lots more music to come on the way, including new stuff from Estelle, a new track by Melanie Fiona, a lovely R&B singer, songstress, and of course, my review of the latest album by Esperanza Spalding, Radio Music Society. And I'll give you a hint, it's better than her last one, Chamber Music Society, which of course got her the nod at the Grammys a couple years ago for Best New Artist. So if you kind of liked her then, you're going to love her on this new album. I was listening to it on my way on the bus all the way here. I even took the slow bus to get here rather than the express so I could listen to it. So there you go. That's how much I love it right now. But first up, though, the one, the only red-haired siren, Florence and the Machine. This is the track Lover to Lover.
I've been losing sleep. I've been keeping myself awake. I've been wandering the streets for days and days and days, going from a road to road, bed to bed, lover to lover, and glad to break it up. I'm getting dark, it's so wrong.
I'm wondering what the day went.
Lamenting a lack of hip-hop in Van City? Fret not. Union Events is proud to present Australia's hip-hop giants Hilltop Hoods. On tour to support their sixth studio album, Drinking from the Sun, Hilltop Hoods will hit Vancouver April 3rd at venue. Doors are at 8 and this will be a 19-plus event. Tickets are on sale now at unionevents.com, ticketmaster.ca, and of course, Zulu and Beat Street Records. Get your daily dose of hip-hop with Hilltop Hoods. Presented by Union Events, April 3rd at venue.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts downtown at
212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, The Kiss Store, Heart and Soul Clothing, Inc., Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
So Esperanza Spalding has got a brand new album out. It's called Radio Music Society. As you can see, her last album was called Chamber Music Society. So we're kind of going in a theme of music societies. I don't really know where she's going with that, but, you know, it works. I gotta say, she upset everyone a couple years ago at the Grammy Awards when she beat out the famed Canadian Justin Bieber to win Best New Artist. And everyone was like, who? Who is she? And then everyone, of course, saw her and they're like, whoa, she's got a big afro. And that's true. That's one of her defining characteristics. But one of her other defining characteristics is her amazing voice and amazing talent. Her range in voice is just so amazing. And then on top of that, her ability to compose these jazz pieces of music are just truly amazing. Now, Chamber Music Society was definitely a jazz album. You could even say that maybe it was a jazz album to introduce a new generation to the genre of jazz, which is kind of taken a back seat to the house techno party infused music that we have today that's maybe a little more popular, or even more of the indie band kind of electro sound that's been really popular. Esperanza Spalding is kind of this refreshing twist. She brings these jazzed infused pieces into the limelight, and I think that's exactly maybe what she did in this next album. She didn't make it as jazzy, if you will, as Chamber Music Society. She decided she would mix a little more R&B, a little more soul, maybe a tad more funk into the music. And therefore, I think she's making it a little more mainstream for people to listen to. So don't knock jazz. If you don't like jazz, you got to give this a shot. And I think one of the reasons why you hear these influences in this album is she collaborated with the amazing hip-hop MC and producer Q-Tip to really make this album something that's a little more with a beat, a little more poppy. And you definitely hear that in some of her tracks like Black Gold, which is the leading single off this album. And that's the track I'm going to play for you in a minute. But she also has fun with some other tracks on the album. There's the jazz funk bounce of the track City of Roses. That's a lot of fun as well. She gets a little deep into some of her songs like Vague Suspicions, and then another song, Endangered Species, and it's a little heavy. I kind of like the heavy music. I like when artists kind of delve into that a bit deeper, but it's not getting the best of reviews on, for example, the Los Angeles Times. Esperanza, I think you got to do your thing. I think next time you got to go ahead and collaborate with more hip-hop MC producers, collaborate with more people to just continue to develop your sound, because I want to see where and how you can take this and where and how you can go. So just to give you guys a taste, this is Esperanza Spalding's brand new album. It just came out March 20th, Radio Music Society. And this is the track Black Gold right here on CITR.
Hold your head as high as you can, high enough to see who you are, little man. Life sometimes is cold and cruel, maybe no one else will tell you, so remember that you are black gold, black gold. You are
can, high enough to see you. High enough to see you. Life sometimes is cold and cruel. Maybe colder than us will tell you, so remember it. You are, you are, you are. You are black gold. You are, you are, you are. Hold your head up. Don't give up.
Could come around.
Yeah, come in, come in.
Do you want a drink or something good to eat? It seems like you might stay a while. What was that you said? You really love my place, and yeah, I always did have style. Well, let me take your cocoa, chill out on the sofa. Tell me what I missed, let's fight. Let's talk. Let's just let this day take us where we want. Don't be scared, it's cool. It's just us. It's good, so good. Times change and I still want you. It's good, so good to find love the way we used to. Good, just working like a school. Sometimes I miss the days gone by. Remember you and I, our chemistry was right by star sign, said you were my type. Well, now you're on your business, I'm here making hits. And yeah, our lives have turned out nice.
My life's kind of cool.
No, I'm not getting misty. No, you cannot kiss me, even though I might not mind.
That was Estelle with Love the Way We Used To right here on What Pink Sounds Like. And before that was Black Gold by Esperanza Spalding off her latest album, Radio Music Society. I really enjoyed that album. Estelle's new album, All of Me, is really great too. It's a great thing about summer. Lots of new albums, lots of new concerts, lots of changes. As you know, if you listen to the show at the beginning, at the 10 a.m. mark, this will be my last show at CITR hosting What Pink Sounds Like. I will still be involved in the station, but will not grace your earwaves every week with this lovely show. You can definitely check out the last show playlist and podcast at whatpinksoundslike.com. But hey, if you want to keep in touch, definitely follow me on Twitter at Ashley Kissman, A-S-H-L-Y Kissman, or check out my new blog, ashleyandmonkey.wordpress.com. Lots more music on the way, including the latest from NECA, Melanie Fiona, and Kathleen Edwards. And a little interesting story that I'd like to share with you today about a story I saw on CNN.com about the Encyclopedia of Beauty. Is Facebook the new Encyclopedia of Beauty for little girls, or for all girls, or for grown women? Everyone in general. It's an interesting story. If you haven't heard about it, stay tuned. We're going to talk about that up next very, very quickly later in the hour. It's about 10:31 right now. Up next, the latest single from Canadian R&B artist Melanie Fiona. This is 4 a.m.
Sitting here feeling kinda crazy, but not just any crazy. It's the kind you feel when you love somebody. And I don't think my baby is calling somebody else, baby. And I can't sit still, look how gone it got me. Love's a sacrifice.
scar here on my chest. I'm hurting. He don't even care. It's 4 a.m. and my love won't answer. So got me somewhere with a dancer. Sipping champagne while I'm in his bed.
Looking for a volunteer opportunity that fits your schedule? Being a big sister takes less time than you think, and you can choose the volunteer opportunity that fits your life. Spend just 1 hour a week as a study buddy, tutor, or 2 hours a week as a big sister. Check out the various mentoring programs at Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland and find a volunteer position and a little sister that will suit you to a T. Visit bigsisters.bc.ca for more information today. Talk about swanky. It's the Poliera Spring Masquerade and Strut Off, March 24th at the Rickshaw Theater. Five vintage clothing stores will compete in a friendly fashion show, each representing a different era and theme. Showcase your vintage best, too, with live music from Mocha Only and local faves, Prisoners, with prizes and good times for all. Proceeds go to two downtown Eastside nonprofits, Hastings Crossing BIA, and our social fabric. How cool is that? Advanced tickets are available at Eventbrite Online or Zulu, Neptune, and Red Cat Records. It's the Poliera Spring Masquerade and Strut Off, March 24th at the Rickshaw Theater.
You're listening to UBC's campus community radio station, CITR 101.9 FM. What you just heard was NECA with Soul is Heavy. That's the album name, and the track name is Sleep. Now, as I mentioned before, I saw this really interesting article on CNN.com about the Encyclopedia of Beauty. Is Facebook the new Encyclopedia of Beauty? And that's the question they're kind of posing here. And this article is part of a six-week Friday series on perceptions of beauty. And this one really stuck out to me. I saw it on Facebook. So go figure. That's kind of weird. I saw the article asking whether Facebook is an encyclopedia of beauty on Facebook. Goes to show you how much time I, and I'm sure many of you, spend on Facebook. Now, it's interesting. They begin the article about this woman named Amanda Coleman and how she was the president of her sorority at her university. And she found that she was counseling a lot of the young freshman women every week. They'd come into her crying. They're just like, they're stressed about school, or they're not sure if they're fitting in. You know, all the things that you worry about when you're coming to university for the first time. And she said more often than not, when she would counsel these women and listen to their stories, she realized that Facebook came up in their stories just about every single time. Facebook was being mentioned in some way in just about every conversation. It was hard for the girls to study when they were constantly on Facebook. Now, we all like Facebook for catching up with friends, for seeing what everyone's up to, but is that taking it too far? What has changed about social media? And this article goes on to say that when people constantly look on Facebook, they start comparing themselves to other people, which I think is something that we do normally in everyday life. We constantly compare ourselves to maybe who has the better house, who has the better clothes, who has the better job, yada, yada, yada. It's the classic case of keeping up with the Joneses, as a common cliched saying. But on Facebook, it makes everything that much more apparent to you. Before, you could walk out in the street or go to a restaurant and you'd be able to compare yourself. But on Facebook, you can compare yourself, whether it's consciously or subconsciously, 24/7. When you go on there and you see people's photos of their recent vacation, or you see people check in at a restaurant and you are sitting at home maybe in your sweatpants and you're thinking, why aren't I doing that? Well, this article also points out that people do that for images of beauty as well, seeing certain girls super fit or seeing certain girls in super outfits, and they start to constantly compare themselves. No longer are we simply just looking at pictures of celebrities in tabloid magazines or in movies and comparing ourselves that way, but now we can actually compare ourselves to real life people. And what this article points out, which makes that worse sometimes, is that celebrities seem like an unattainable figure or unattainable position. They're celebrities, they're supposed to look good, or maybe they're famous because they look so good and beautiful, yada, yada, yada. But with people on Facebook, it's like reality television. It's like they're supposed to be just like us, or they are just like us. And so therefore, that need to compare is, and that pressure to compare is a bit higher. And this article points out that it's a very slippery slope. One thing I remember reading in a Glamour magazine a couple years ago is maybe psychologists out there, whether they're formal or informal, are calling this FOMO, F-O-M-O, or the fear of missing out. And this is a fear that has really come on with the expansion of Facebook and Twitter and Pinterest, that you get to see what people are up to or what they're doing. And then all of a sudden, if they seem to be doing something, you all of a sudden have this fear that you're missing out, that your life isn't as great, your life isn't as fun. And you may notice just from talking with friends, or if you haven't, I'm challenging you to notice it right now, that people may always post cool status updates of I'm here, or check-ins of I'm here and they're traveling once, or they're shopping next, or they're going out to dinner later that night. But does that really mean they're happy? Does that really mean that they are where they want to be in life? Well, chances are probably not, because they're probably comparing themselves to someone else on Facebook or on social media. It's this constant weird cycle. So I challenge you to think about that the next time you go creep your, I don't know, ex-boyfriend's ex-girlfriend's page on Facebook there. The article goes on to say that, unfortunately, and this is a very extreme scenario, that Amanda Coleman, the sorority president, when she was counseling her her fellow sorority sisters, that she noticed that this obsession with going on Facebook and going on social media to compare each other and one another in the ways of beauty or in the ways of lifestyle actually led some girls to stumble upon pro-social eating disorder sites and pro anorexia online communities, pro bulimia online communities, which we know exist, but I think we'd like to believe that no one goes to them. But the truth is they're out there, and they're really sickeningly and disgustingly supportive of these diseases. And so there's conflicting conclusions with this, is that, you know, obviously there are really great things about social media, and we can go on and on about the great benefits of further connecting each other and knowing what everyone's thinking at all times. And, you know, especially if your family lives on one side of the country and you live on the other, Facebook presents a great opportunity to stay in touch. But there's also a heightened awareness all of a sudden of the damages social media can have. And it just goes to show you that we all need to be a little more aware. The article goes on to say, some young people do feel anxiety about idealized self-presentations on Facebook, observed by Alice Marwick, PhD and postdoctoral researcher in social media at the Microsoft Research in New England. But she says plenty of teens have no problem integrating these things into their lives. Most are navigating it very gracefully. Maybe if you're a parent, you know, just make sure to talk to your kids about this. Or even if you're a university student, know that this is, again, just a representation online. Not necessarily, maybe look at it like reality TV. It's real to the extent of the perception. Is it real in the extent of, like, reality? Yeah, I don't know. That could be debated. But definitely something interesting to think about. Perceptions of beauty. That whole series can be found on CNN.com. And I just thought I'd share it with you. Up next on What Pink Sounds Like, celebrating women in media and in music, I've got Kathleen Edwards with her track, Change the Sheets. We'll be right back. was Grimes with Genesis off the latest album, Visions. I really, really love that whole album is amazing. And Grimes, again, is blowing it up on every music website, music magazine you can think of. She's pretty cool, and she's getting some airplay on some mainstream radio, The Peak. So it's always good when some mainstream radio recognizes some great indie talent. And so there you go. She grew up in Vancouver, but she actually kind of discovered her music career out in Montreal when she went to McGill for university. Well, I'm leaving you now. Up next, stay tuned for Relentlessly Awesome, hosted by Jason right here on CITR. And as I said, sadly, this is my last show. Volunteering in campus community radio has been an amazing thing for me. I've been doing it since I was 19, so to completely age myself right now, that's a little over 5 years, and it's been an amazing journey. I will still be involved with CITR, I just won't be hosting a weekly show anymore, but stay tuned. You might hear my voice on some other random fill-in times or contributing to other shows, and that's what I like to do. If you ever thought about getting involved in campus community radio, we're always looking for more volunteers, so definitely go to citr.ca for more information. Or to check out a campus community radio station in Canada near you, go to ncra.ca. To check out this latest podcast and playlist, go to whatpinksoundslike.com. That blog will kind of come to and end later in the month. But hey, to keep in touch, check me out on Twitter at Ashley Kissman, or check me out at my new blog, ashleyandmonkey.wordpress.com. It's going to channel, or rather document, my life as a newlywed / you know, life, surviving your 20s, all that good stuff. So keep in touch there. It's been great, guys. Stay tuned to CITR 101.9 FM. Lots more music coming up next. I'm going to leave you now with the Jezebels off their latest album, Prisoner. This is Endless Summer. Bye, guys. We'll be right back.